I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
The moral dimension of invention when Tim Berners-Lee first created the World Wide Web. He was and seeking fortune or fame. He was trying to break a practical problem. How could experimenters at CERN share information fluently? Anyhow, other computers or locales. Yet from the morning, there was a moral dimension to his invention. White heavy check mark, it was about openness, anyone could pierce it. White heavy check mark about universality, it worked for all systems. White heavy check mark about non-hierarchy, no single authority controlled it. White heavy check mark about commission people could publish as fluently as they could read. For Berners-Lee, technology was no way value neutral. It decoded the values of its generators. He frequently said, when you make technology, you're making social choices. Classical Building Section 1, the web's ethical foundations from the launch. Berners-Lee refused to patent or lock down the web white heavy checkmark. He converted CERN to release the protocols freely. White heavy checkmark, he claimed the HTML and HTTP specs be kingliness free. White heavy checkmark, he erected the first cyber surfer in Garçon as reference executions anyone could copy. This was an ethical choice. White heavy checkmark knowledge should be participated. White heavy checkmark walls to entry should be minimum. White heavy checkmark innovation should be distributed. He saw the web as a public good, akin to roads or libraries. White heavy checkmark structure meant to enable. White heavy checkmark not controlled for private profit alone. White heavy checkmark of commons to be defended. He set moral precedent that shaped the early internet's open, decentralized morality. Open book section 2, the first signs of trouble. But indeed, as the web spread, Berners-Lee watched with alarm as ethical questions surfaced. White heavy checkmark, how would advertising shape content? White heavy checkmark, who possessed stoner data? White heavy checkmark, could governments bowlerize dissent online? White heavy checkmark, would monopolies dominate access? He saw the seeds of surveillance capitalism being planted. White heavy checkmark, early data, brokers tracking druggies. White heavy checkmark, ISPs experimenting with business shaping. White heavy checkmark, companies starting to circumscribe off content behind paywalls or personal systems. He bothered that profit motives could undermine the web's popular pledge. In interviews, he advised, we mustn't let the web become a tool of oppression or manipulation. Magnifying glass tilted left section 3, the surveillance capitalism period, the 2000s and 2010s, saw those fears solidify. White heavy checkmark Google, Facebook, and others erected conglomerates on targeted advertising. White heavy checkmark stoner data came a commodity. White heavy checkmark behavior was tracked, modeled, and manipulated. White heavy checkmark sequestration came in vision for billions. Berners-Lee came one of the foremost and most oral critics of this model. He argued white heavy checkmark data collection was opaque and exploitative. White heavy checkmark power was concentrated in too many hands. White heavy checkmark druggies had little meaningful choice or control. He compared it to feudalism. White heavy checkmark platforms were the lords. White heavy checkmark druggies were the serfs, furnishing data labor in exchange for access. Compass Section 4, a moral critique of business models. Berners-Lee did not reject capitalism. He understood companies demanded profit to survive, but he argued business models must be ethical. White heavy checkmark transparent about how they made plutocrat. White heavy checkmark regardful of druggies' rights and autonomy. White heavy checkmark aligned with druggies' interests, not against them. He was cutting about the attention frugality. White heavy checkmark algorithms designed to maximize engagement at all costs. White heavy checkmark outrage and misinformation spreading faster than verity. White heavy checkmark dependence finagled by design. He asked, is it ethical to design a platform that keeps people hooked by making them angry or hysterical? He argued that technology design is moral design. Glow with Meridian Section 5, the ethics of sequestration. Sequestration was one of Berners-Lee's Lee's most enduring ethical causes. He defined sequestration not just as secretiveness, but as agency Whiteheavy checkmarked the power to choose what partake. Whiteheavy checkmarked the right to be left alone. Whiteheavy checkmarked the capability to define one's own identity. He bothered that constant surveillance. Whiteheavy checkmark eroded trust. Whiteheavy checkmark stupefied free expression. Whiteheavy checkmark enabled manipulation by countries and pots likewise. He supported Whiteheavy checkmark strong encryption. Whiteheavy checkmark data minimization. Whiteheavy checkmark donor control over particular data. He frequently said sequestration is negotiable. It's essential for mortal quality. Lightbulb Section 6 Ethical Technology by Design Burners. Lee believed ethics should be an afterthought, renovated and latterly. He claimed on ethics by design Whiteheavy checkmark sequestration by dereliction infrastructures. Whiteheavy checkmark translucency about data use. Whiteheavy checkmark interoperability to avoid cinch heft. Whiteheavy checkmark donor commission through clear choices. He challenged masterminds. Whiteheavy checkmark do and just ask, can we do it? Whiteheavy checkmark ask, should we do it? He encouraged Whiteheavy checkmark different brigades to avoid ILA spots. Whiteheavy checkmark community input to ensure fairness. Whiteheavy checkmark ongoing reflection on unintended consequences. He argued that responsible design was as important about social wisdom as rendering. Balance Scale Section 7 Web Foundation's ethical mission to gauge these ideas. Burners, Lee co-founded the World Wide Web Foundation. Its charge wasn't just specialized, it was ethical Whiteheavy checkmark. Make the web affordable and accessible to all. Whiteheavy checkmark cover ABC Darien rights online. Whiteheavy checkmark encourage programs that foster openness and addition. The foundation supported Whiteheavy checkmark women's digital rights. Whiteheavy checkmark affordable internet access in the global south. Whiteheavy checkmark digital knowledge for marginalized communities. For Burners Lee, ethics wasn't just about guarding druggies in rich countries, it was about global justice. Classical Buildings Section 8 The Contract for the Web Burners. Whiteheavy checkmark advocate for stoner rights in product opinions. He frequently told youthful coders, you have further power than you suppose. Use it wisely. The moral cost of the attention frugality burners. Lee paid particular attention to the attention frugality, the business model that fueled social media's rise. He observed Whiteheavy checkmark companies optimize for clicks, not verity. Whiteheavy checkmark algorithms learn to exploit outrage, fear, and tribalism. Whiteheavy checkmark content that maddened druggies spread briskly than reasoned debate. He considered this an ethical failure of design. When you award engagement at any cost, you award the worst impulses. Burners, Lee argued this was an ineluctable. Whiteheavy checkmark platforms could choose to prioritize meaningful connections. Whiteheavy checkmark contrivers could degrade falsehoods and promote vindicated information. Whiteheavy checkmark companies could reduce impulses to addict druggies. But he advised that doing so might mean Whiteheavy checkmark lower gains. Whiteheavy checkmark slower growth. Whiteheavy checkmark tougher competition. For him, this was the heart of the ethical question. Whiteheavy checkmark, will companies choose people over profit? Compass Section 12 Algorithmic Responsibility, another ethical challenge that obsessed burners. Lee was algorithmic power. He honored that Whiteheavy checkmark algorithms shape what billions see. They decide which voices get heard. Whiteheavy checkmark, they can lodge bias or correct it. He argued that opaque algorithms were dangerous. Whiteheavy checkmark druggies couldn't see how opinions were made. Whiteheavy checkmark companies hid rules to avoid scrutiny. Whiteheavy checkmark indeed contrivers frequently didn't understand imperative goods. He pushed for algorithmic translucency. Whiteheavy checkmark explainability for druggies. Whiteheavy checkmark checkups by independent bodies. Whiteheavy checkmark responsibility for damages caused. He advised still, they must serve humanity, not exploit it, if algorithms run the world. Globe with Meridian Section 13 Ethical Challenges in AI as AI Advanced Burners. Lee saw new ethical minefields, Whiteheavy checkmark deepfakes undermining trust in substantiation. Whiteheavy checkmark bias in hiring and policing algorithms. White heavy checkmark autonomous systems making life or death choices. He argued that AI's power made ethics indeed more critical. White heavy checkmark contrivers demanded consider impacts before deployment. White heavy checkmark datasets had to be scanned for bias. White heavy checkmark concurrence and translucency had but non-negotiable. He advised of a future where white heavy checkmark surveillance was total. White heavy checkmark manipulation was substantiated and unnoticeable. White heavy checkmark mortal autonomy was eroded. He called for white heavy checkmark ethical fabrics for AI. White heavy checkmark popular oversight of AI policy. White heavy checkmark global cooperation to avoid arms races in unethical operations. Balance scale section 14, the Solid Project. Ethics and code burners. Lee's Solid design was specialized. It was a moral response. He saw solid capsules as a practical perpetration of ethical principles. White heavy checkmark druggies control their own data. White heavy checkmark concurrence was grainy and unequivocal. White heavy checkmark portability avoided cinch heft. Solid challenge. White heavy checkmark the idea that surveillance was ineluctable. White heavy checkmark the supposition that data must be consolidated. White heavy checkmark the business model that monetized sequestration violations. It was in Berners, Lee's words, a return to the web we wanted. Ethical, empowering, humane. He hoped Solid would show white heavy checkmark ethical design could be scalable. White heavy checkmark druggies would choose sequestration if given real choice. White heavy checkmark companies could make services without hoarding data. Classical building section 15, the ethics of interoperability burners. Lee argued interoperability was an ethical imperative. He advised that white heavy checkmark platform monopolies locked druggies in. White heavy checkmark walled auditorium stifled competition. White heavy checkmark innovation break when norms disintegrated. He believed white heavy checkmark druggies should be suitable to leave a service without losing their data or social connections. White heavy checkmark contending services should work together where possible. White heavy checkmark norms should be open, kingliness free, and community governed. He fought for white heavy checkmark web norms at W3C that stayed open. White heavy checkmark policy fabrics encouraging portability. White heavy checkmark stoner rights to export and exercise their data. He saw cinch, and not just as a request problem, but as an ethical failure. White heavy checkmark it removed stoner choice. White heavy checkmark it rooted inequality. White heavy checkmark it undermined trust. Globe showing America's section 16, global equity and digital colonialism burners. Lee constantly reminded the world that ethics was meant just for fat countries. He condemned digital colonialism. White heavy checkmark when Western companies uprooted data from the global South. White heavy checkmark when platforms ignored original languages and societies. White heavy checkmark when structure investments created reliance rather than commission. He supported white heavy checkmark structure original capacity. White heavy checkmark supporting internet access in underserved regions. White heavy checkmark funding original content creation. He advised the web must empower everyone, not support old scales. He claimed ethical design included white heavy checkmark affordability, white heavy checkmark availability, white heavy checkmark addition. He argued this was end charity, but justice white heavy checkmark a recognition that the web was a global commons. White heavy checkmark a commitment to participating its benefits fairly. Open book section 17, fighting animation as an ethical duty burners. Lee saw the spread of misinformation as one of the web's topmost ethical heads. He noted white heavy checkmark platforms optimized for engagement, not verity. White heavy checkmark bad actors weaponize social networks to spread propaganda. White heavy checkmark lies travel faster than fact. Checks. He described animation as white heavy checkmark a trouble to republic. White heavy checkmark a bane in civil converse. White heavy checkmark a threat to public health. He called for white heavy checkmark platform responsibility for amplifying lies. White heavy checkmark support for quality journalism. White heavy checkmark tools for druggies to corroborate sources. But he also honored complexity. White heavy checkmark, he opposed blunt suppression. White heavy check mark. He supported translucency over opaque temperance. White heavy check mark. He advised against countries abusing intimation laws to silence dissent. He supported for balanced results embedded in mortal rights. Light bulb section 18, the moral limits of regulation burners. Lee was anti regulation. He argued white heavy checkmark requests alone would end break ethical failures. White heavy checkmark rules were necessary to align impulses with values. White heavy checkmark sequestration laws like GDPR were critical advances. But he also saw regulations' limits. Glowwood Meridian section 20A, particular gospel of responsibility at the heart of burners. Lee's ethics was responsibility. He refused to treat the web as commodity that simply happed. White heavy checkmark, it was erected by people. White heavy checkmark, its shape reflected mortal choices. White heavy checkmark, its future depended on mortal stewardship. He argued that with power came duty. White heavy checkmark technologists had power to shape jest. White heavy checkmark policymakers had power to set impulses. White heavy checkmark companies had power to set morals. He frequently said, the web is ours to create. However, that's on us if it fails. Sparkle's conclusion to part two. By the time he entered his seventh decade, Tim Berners, Lee had spent further than 30 times not just erecting the web, but fighting for its soul. He refused to see technology as neutral. He claimed it was moral. He challenged everyone who touched it, masterminds, directors, loggers, citizens who enjoy their ethical scores. His vision of a humane web was Eneca Kane. It was white heavy checkmark hard, white heavy checkmark complex, white heavy checkmark fraught with trade offs. But it was necessary, because in his words, the web is a glass of humanity. It'll be what we choose to make it. As the web grew from hundreds to billions of druggies, burners, Lee honored profound ethical challenge scale changes everything. In the early days, white heavy checkmark small communities could tone police. White heavy checkmark bad actors were rare and egregious. White heavy checkmark morals evolved organically through discussion. At scale, white heavy checkmark temperance came artificial. White heavy checkmark automated systems replaced mortal judgment. White heavy checkmark abuse, importunity, intimation, and spam flourished. Burners, Lee refused to accept that scale justified detriment. White heavy checkmark platforms had a duty to invest in temperance. White heavy checkmark ethical design demanded to work at scale. White heavy checkmark companies had to consider systemic impacts, not just edge cases. He prompted white heavy checkmark further translucency in temperance practices. White heavy checkmark greater responsibility for systemic failures. White heavy checkmark collaboration with civil society to develop humane programs. You say and just say it's too big. If you erected it, you must watch for it. Magnifying glass tilted left section 22 ethical temperance, a balancing act burners. Lee honored that temperance posed one of the hardest ethical challenges. White heavy checkmark free speech versus detriment forestallment. White heavy checkmark cultural differences in morals and taboos. White heavy checkmark pitfalls of bias, immortal and algorithmic opinions. He advised against simplistic results, crossmark, purely automated temperance, frequently miss new environment. Crossmark top-down suppression risked silencing dissent. Crossmark opaque rules foster mistrust. He supported for principled temperance, white heavy checkmark clear, transparent guidelines. White heavy checkmark stoner prayers and due process. White heavy checkmark different temperance brigades to reduce bias. He claimed white heavy checkmark platforms should involve communities in defining morals. White heavy checkmark opinions must be resolvable and contestable. White heavy checkmark companies must accept responsibility for their influence. Balance scale section 23 ethical profit. Coordinating business and values burners, Lee rejected the idea that ethics and profit were innately opposed. But he demanded companies align their impulses. White heavy checkmark profit should end depend on exploiting druggie sins. White heavy checkmark growth should end come from spreading falsehoods or hate. White heavy checkmark engagement should end be driven by outrage. He challenged investors and directors. White heavy checkmark look beyond daily returns. White heavy checkmark embrace long-term stoner trust as a metric. White Heavy Checkmark consider ethical pitfalls in valuation. He refocused the companies that White Heavy Checkmark erected sustainable businesses on sequestration, esteeming models. White Heavy Checkmark thrived through translucency and stoner control. White Heavy Checkmark demonstrated that ethics could be competitive advantage. He argued that White Heavy Checkmark regulation could help level the playing field. White Heavy Checkmark ethical design could reduce long-term arrears. White Heavy Checkmark consumers, given choices, frequently valued ethical practices. Glow with Meridian, Section 24, The Ethics of Openness Burners. Lee's entire gospel of the web rested on openness. Open norms assured interoperability. White Heavy Checkmark Open Source Law empowered scrutiny and trust. White Heavy Checkmark Open Knowledge reduced inequality. He advised against cross-mark personal norms that locked druggies in. Cross-mark walled auditoriums that disintegrated the web. Cross-mark exclusive access to information that corroborated honor. He argued openness was an ethical duty. White Heavy Checkmark it normalized power. White Heavy Checkmark it invited responsibility. White Heavy Checkmark it enabled collaborative progress. Still, it isn't the web if it isn't open. He saw openness as a moral station, not just a specialized preference. Classical Building, Section 25, The Moral Case for Decentralization Burners. Lee was deeply concerned about centralization of power. White Heavy Checkmark many companies controlling most web business. White Heavy Checkmark centralized data stores vulnerable to breaches and abuse. White Heavy Checkmark monopolies decreeing terms to druggies and challengers. He argued that decentralization was an ethical imperative. White Heavy Checkmark it restored stoner agency. White Heavy Checkmark it averted abuse of request power. White Heavy Checkmark it defended against suppression and surveillance. Solid was his flagship offer, but the principle was broader. White Heavy Checkmark encouraged allied systems like Mastodon. White Heavy Checkmark promote data portability. White Heavy Checkmark support interoperable norms, grounded druthers to sepultures. He conceded decentralization was technically harder, but innocently necessary. White Heavy Checkmark, easy is and always right. Globe showing Europe Africa Section 26, The Ethics of Connectivity Burners. Lee frequently reminded Western cult that half the world remained offline. He argued connectivity was an ethical issue. White Heavy Checkmark access was essential for education, work, health, and republic. White Heavy Checkmark digital divides imaged and strengthened being inequalities. White Heavy Checkmark exclusion was in a natural state. It was a policy choice. He called for White Heavy Checkmark investment in structure for underserved regions. White Heavy Checkmark affordable pricing models that admired druggies, not exploited them. White Heavy Checkmark programs that supported original content in different languages. He worked with the Web Foundation to push White Heavy Checkmark governments to borrow inclusive connectivity plans. White Heavy Checkmark companies to avoid exploitive zero-standing schemes that limited choice. White Heavy Checkmark benefactors to support community-driven results. For burners, Lee White Heavy Checkmark connectivity was ent charity. It was justice. Globe showing America's Section 27, The Terrain and Ethical Tech as a Climate Extremity Worsened Burners. Lee turned attention to technology's environmental impact. He argued White Heavy Checkmark data centers consume massive energy. The mortal rights of workers enforce chains. White Heavy Checkmark the communities harmed by pollution. White Heavy Checkmark the long-term planetary impact of design choices. He believed the web could be a tool for climate justice, but only if designed with those pretensions in mind. Lightbulb Section 28 Particular Reflections on Ethical Leadership Burners. Lee didn't see himself as a practitioner issuing commandments. White Heavy Checkmark, he conceded his own miscalculations. White Heavy Checkmark, he admitted the web hadn't turned out as he'd hoped. White Heavy Checkmark, he refused to claim easy answers. He described ethical leadership as White Heavy Checkmark hearkening further than decreeing. White Heavy Checkmark inviting disagreement and debate. White Heavy Checkmark staying humble about complexity. He participated. Ethics is in a roster. It's a constant discussion. He saw his part as White Heavy Checkmark asking the hard questions. White Heavy Checkmark encouraging others to do the same. White heavy checkmark, keeping the moral dimension of technology visible. Glow with Meridian Section 29, inspiring a movement burners. Lee's topmost ethical heritage may be that he inspired others. White heavy checkmark and numerous activists credit him with showing tech could serve people, not just requests. White heavy checkmark sequestration lawyers see his notice of surveillance capitalism as foundational. White heavy checkmark open source inventors cite his commitment to openness as provocation. White heavy checkmark policymakers flash back his inexhaustible prompting for balance, rights, esteeming rules. He didn't make every result himself, but he empowered a generation to see white heavy checkmark that technology is political. White heavy checkmark that design has consequences. White heavy checkmark that ethics is everyone's responsibility. Sparkle's Section 38 vision for a humane web as he entered his 70s burners, Lee remained auspicious. Despite everything, inhumation, surveillance, monopoly, suppression, he refused to give up. He continued to travel, speak, advise, and law. He laid out a vision of a humane web, white heavy checkmark, where druggies enjoy their data. White heavy checkmark, where openness fosters trust and invention. White heavy checkmark, where connectivity is universal. White heavy checkmark, where design respects quality and rights. He didn't pretend this would be easy, but he argued it was essential white heavy checkmark because the web-shaped husbandry. White heavy checkmark, because it shaped republic. White heavy checkmark, because it shaped who we were as people. The web isn't just technology. It's humanity, connected. Checkered flag conclusion and ethical challenge for us all Tim Berners. Lee's ethical gospel technology was radical in its simplicity. White heavy checkmark respect people. White heavy checkmark empower druggies. White heavy checkmark design for quality. White heavy checkmark suppose long term. White heavy checkmark share power. He believed no bone was purer. White heavy checkmark masterminds could end high behind specialized complexity. White heavy checkmark companies could end high behind shareholders. White heavy checkmark governments could end high behind security. White heavy checkmark druggies could end high behind apathy. He left us with a choice. White heavy checkmark let the web come a tool of division, control, and exploitation. White heavy checkmark or fight to make it a machine of knowledge, commission, and mortal connection. For Berners, Lee, that fight was ethical. It was moral. It was critical. And it was ongoing. The web is for everyone. That's why I fight for it. Tim Berners, Lee.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs. All for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humor. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.